At 5:39, let's take a look at some sports. It's my understanding that Wisconsin is now in the Elite Eight, as well as the Gators, the Florida Gators. Sir, we come into a showdown?
No, not. They won't face each other until the championship game. So, Wisconsin gets Arizona Saturday night, and the Gators get the upstart Dayton Flyers, the big underdog.
Never even heard of Dayton Flyers.
Dayton from Dayton, Ohio.
No.
They are the
really. I thought maybe Daytona Beach. They just dropped off the other vowel.
They are the sleeper Cinderella that have won a couple of games here.
Isn't that the team that you picked as kind of like the?
No, unfortunately not. They're not one of my sleepers. Unfortunately.
Okay, who were? Do you have any left? Or are you
Tom's
done?
Sleepers have already gone to sleep.
Yes. Stephen F. Austin and St. Joe's went down. Stephen F. Austin won one game, so they were exciting for a little while.
All right, so you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Gunga.
Baylor plays this zone defense, which sometimes is confusing to teams. You have to be able to shoot from the outside, and you've got to put your biggest guy, or normally put your biggest guy underneath the basket.
Sure.
The zone, you put your biggest guy up near the foul line.
Yeah.
And then he has to make the decision of pass to someone else down low or pass to the outside for someone who shoots the three-point. The Badgers dismantled Baylor's zone defense yesterday.
I see.
No problem at all.
Now, again, did you gentlemen see what I did there?
Yeah, you went
a lot of nodding.
And your guys glazed
a lot of
over.
Agreeing.
Yeah.
A lot of nodding and agreeing as if I understood anything that you've said.
Because we have other topics to cover this morning, there will not be a test.
If there would have been a golf match at the game last night, Wisconsin would have won. They had both Andy North and Steve Stricker in the audience in the Badger rooting section. Of course, Stanford played last night, lost to Dayton, but they had Condoleezza Rice and Richard Sherman. Oh, and by the way, the Badgers also had Aaron Rodgers in the rooting section, and he made an appearance in the locker room after the game as well.
Now, what is Rodgers looking like? The last picture I saw of him, he had long hair and he was sucking on some chick's toes. Has that... what's he looking like?
It's the offseason, you know?
Okay.
He's a California guy, you know? What are you going to do?
You could be sure he didn't bring that roommate to the game with him. That's for certain.
He'll be at the game Saturday night, too, I suppose.
Okay. All right. In the NFL, Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice has officially and formally been charged now with aggravated assault. He had initially been charged with simple assault. And remember, that's where he allegedly knocked out his fiance Janae Palmer. There's video of him dragging her out of an elevator unconscious and then just kind of dumping her on the floor. He's now been indicted on a more serious charge, aggravated assault. If he's convicted, now instead of 6 months in a cooler, now he's looking at 3 to 5 years.
It'll be interesting to see how that case is adjudicated and whether or not he gets, you know, some lighter sentence because he's an NFL player, or will he actually go to prison?
Someone like this needs to be in jail.
Yeah, he does need to be in jail.
Well, that may be. The question is, will he go to prison is the next question.
The question I have is, at this point, the Ravens, they have not yet cut him, right?
They're standing by him until the case has been adjudicated.
Well, okay. Legally, I don't think they can do anything else because he has not been proven guilty. I don't think it's appropriate to take action on him. Now, listen, if there was video showing him punching his girlfriend.
But NFL contracts aren't guaranteed. They can cut people whenever they want.
Yeah, but I'm telling you this right now. You cut somebody. And from what I was reading, his last year wasn't all that great anyway.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, you cut him before he is found guilty of this charge, and there's going to be a lawsuit. He will sue the NFL. He'll sue the Ravens, and he'll say, no, you came to a preconceived idea.
I don't think he'd have a leg to stand on, though. Because
but shouldn't there be some kind of a status where they can say, okay, we're separating ourselves from you?
I think they have morals clauses in their contracts where they can't, you know.
Well, I guess so. But again, you got to convict him of being immoral.
Well, right.
You know, you can't just say, well, it looks like you did something. But here's my opinion. If he is convicted, he's done playing football. Done. He should never be allowed to play again in the NFL, ever. Canada wants him, fine. Stadium teams want him, fine. But the NFL, he's done if he's convicted.
Well, according to you, but not according to the NFL.
This is the point
there have been guys
that I'm
brought
making.
Back that have killed people.
I think it's a practical matter, though, when you consider age and you know that it's a young man's game.
Right.
If he gets a couple of years behind bars,
it's a practical matter.
His career will be over.
But the point that I'm making is the NFL needs to make a stand that they will not put up with this type of behavior. Again, being a player in the NFL is not your average 9-to-5 job. This is the golden opportunity. This is the brass ring of being an athlete. It should be special. It should be something that is valued and has real honor.
But most professional leagues only look at what can you do for me on the field.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't be that way. This should be an opportunity. With all the protection the NFL is doing and wrapping the players in bubble wrap and wussifying everything, go ahead and make a stand now and say, listen, you get convicted of a crime, all right? You punch your girlfriend, give them like a 3 strikes, you're out for drugs and DUI and that kind of stuff. The first time, put them in rehab. The second time, find the crap out of them, put them in rehab again. Third time, you're done. You're out. And you do not get to play in the league again. I don't understand what the pullback on that is.
I got one more sports thing for you. It's actually a money thing. I don't know if you saw this or not. Last week, The Detroit Tigers offered their Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Max Scherzer a huge contract. I think it was $150 million.
Over how many years?
I don't know. It was like 6 or something.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's big money.
It was one of the biggest pitching contracts ever. Not the biggest, but one of the biggest.
Yeah.
He turned it down. And his agent said, you're going to free agency. You can do better on the free agent market.
Wow.
Now, a pitcher can blow out his elbow at any time, of course, as we have seen. So he is rolling the dice that he can get through this season healthy and then go on the free agent market and make more than $150 million. The Tigers promptly turned around, gave all that money plus a lot more yesterday to Miguel Cabrera, their big slugger, signing him to a 10-year deal for $292 million.
Holy crap.
How would you feel, though, in your locker room, knowing that guy 3 lockers down got all of your money?
Well, you had the chance. And if you were an athlete, any athlete in any sport, but especially a pitcher whose career could end with one pitch at any time, how can you turn down $150 million? I mean, the thought of that just turns my stomach.
Well, and the question is why? At what point do you go, no, you know what? 150 mil, that's good. I'm all right.
Well,
I'm good there.
Right.
And I'm all right. Because, I mean, how much
Cabrera,
more is he going to get?
He is 30. So they give him a 10-year contract.
Well, and a lot of other teams,
he'll never play
a
out
lot of
contract.
Other teams are in the league are saying that the money, I mean, he's probably the second best player in baseball. So the money is one thing, but the length of the contract, 10 more years.
Right.
The end of the contract's not going to be good.
You're going to tie up $20 million for a guy who, towards the end of that contract, is going to be 38, 39, and 40.
The one thing you have going for you in the American League, though, is he can DH. DH the last few years.
He'll walk out, you know, wave to the crowd, sit in the bullpen, drink a beer, have a hot dog, cash a check. He'll be fine.
You know what I miss most about being a kid, though? Substitute teachers. Don't you wish we had those at work? Hey, show up for work one day. Hey, I'm Bob. I'll be your substitute boss for the day. Hey, nice to meet you, Bob. We're going to f*** with you. You know we take 4-hour lunches here where we work. Oh, yeah, and you pay. Hey, 10 a.m. cocktail hour.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.